You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Calitrin Studios. Calitrin is the safe and effective way to lose weight. Find out more about Calitrin at acetj.com/weightloss. This is the Ace and TJ radio show and podcast. Let's go,
boom. It is Friday, isn't it?
Sure is.
Riggins got his little guitar. It's been in here playing some songs for us. Just little snippets.
Yeah.
Don't want to get us spoiled. No, playing a whole song.
No, I wouldn't torture you like that.
It is a very special time for all of us in the Ace and TJ radio family. The time each week when the week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ show is reviewed for us in song, thanks to Riggins. And the week in review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. We're in the final days before Ace's baby. Another son to carry on his name. You're going to be tired and a little irritable. So basically exactly the same. I poke fun, but you know, it's exciting. Everything goes underneath. And I like that you picked a simple name, which is easy to say when you lose your teeth. You know, I can't wait to be a father now. I thought that train might have already departed. But then I see someone like Ace, and I'm like, the clock hasn't even started.
It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
And Al Pacino is having another kid at 83 years old. What a weird time to be alive. But to Al Pacino's credit, he doesn't look a day over 85. there's a new Spider-Man movie in theaters, and Little Mermaid is still killing it, I can only assume. What a great time to be alive for the toddler in the other room. The internet said Chick-fil-A has gone woke, which might be true, just to be fair. But if they wanted to give us money to endorse them, they could be kicking pandas for all I care.
And this is my song, it's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
They say Kim Jong-un is 300 pounds and in a vicious cycle of smoking and booze. That story almost gave me diarrhea, because imagine my surprise when I found out I was running North Korea. Wait a minute. I don't like that. Today is National Rotisserie Chicken Day. I start with the thighs and then the wings. I hope no one's ever seen me in a Publix parking lot going to town on one of those things. And this is my song. It's called
The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Alexa said she threw out all of her eye makeup. She tossed them in the trash when she got home. If she lets her mustache grow, she's going to start to look like a garden gnome. But she'll always be pretty cute, though. And she's pretty smart to boot. Personality like 0 out of 10, but who cares when you're pretty cute? Tech D Rob says he needs a haircut. He said it's puffy on the sides and long on top. And I know what you're all thinking, and yes, it does sound pretty hot.
Yeah. And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Man, That is not really what you would call a car food, is it? A rotisserie chicken?
Not at all. Car? Yeah, that's the only way I eat it.
In all seriousness, have you gotten them and gone out and sat in your car and eaten the rotisserie chicken in your car?
I like the image, though.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Like not the whole, like the parts that are already cut up. But yeah.
You're just not pulling it off the,
right.
the full chicken.
But the thighs and the leg, you'll see me driving now.
Yeah.
Oh, you drive while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't just sit in the parking lot and eat.
Sometimes you got to be on the go.
What other parts do you eat besides the legs while you're driving?
The thighs.
You can eat a thigh while you're driving? That's
very dangerous. I hold it like down here and then I just like pick off pieces.
Oh, so you don't bring the whole thing to your mouth?
Yeah.
On the road and on the bone.
Yep. You know it. Gotta do what you gotta do.
And she's like tailgating, everybody. That's gotta be a scene.
with a rotisserie chicken leg in one hand.
Eating the cartilage and everything.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Just be careful when you're doing that, Kate Middleton. So you order the delivery all the time of food. Do you really know where the food is coming from when they deliver it? I just found a story that it may be something that I didn't know just because I don't ever get Uber Eats or any of that. Y'all professional Uber Eats and all that other Grubhub and all that. Y'all may know this, but maybe you don't. And if you don't, you'll be like, huh? That sounds unethical. We'll tell you what it is coming up next.
Live in the morning and anytime you want it as a podcast. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace TJ Prime Reward members, here is your Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show secret word. Studio. That's studio. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Here's what's new today from the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Somebody else tell me because I don't know what's new.
Well, obviously the podcast and radio show is up on YouTube. Full show after the show's over. Mm-hmm. Extra Funny Live is at 9 Eastern today if you want to check that out live on our YouTube channel. And then the Week in Review, if you missed it a second ago, that's going to be up live for you to check. I mean, not live, but be up as a podcast for you to check out at acetj.tv today from the Ace and TJ show.
Okay, just so the Week in Review is the thing that's new. All the rest of it's the same stuff that gets up there every day, the daily show.
New every day.
Like yeah, I know, but it's the same thing. You get every day. And in the new version of it, fresh material.
Fresh hot.
Yeah. Because if we just said, go get the Week in Review, I mean, that's not enough really to drive anybody to.
Well, Feelings are not hurt. Don't worry.
I'm kidding. It was quite good today, Riggins. As it is every Friday, your little song.
See his compliments. I'm telling you, this is why I am the way I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is y'all's live from the living room from last night up there, Ace?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Mm. My stomach is growling. I haven't eaten since a million years ago.
Is that what that sound was?
Yes.
Mm. I don't ever order. I don't think I have ever ordered DoorDash or Grubhub or any of that stuff. I've partaken in it. Other people order it delivered. And I just never have done it myself. But there is a place in New York that is called Gourmet Deli, and it's a bodega basically, where not unlike Dapper Dominican Jay, Alexis's boyfriend, grew up working in his mom's bodega in New York. So they have food, and it's a convenience store kind of thing. If some Southern people don't know what a bodega is, because I always thought it was something sexual when I was a kid, and I would hear them talk about going to the bodega. I thought it was kind of like a house of ill repute, because it sounds like a sexual word.
It's a sexy word, though.
A bodega. But anyway, this bodega gets a lot of food delivery orders, you know, working with Uber Eats and Postmates and Grubhub and all of those. Because it lists itself with those sites as no less than 27 different restaurants. Is that a common thing?
It's getting more common.
So you got this place that fixes a variety of types of foods, and then it registers as a different restaurant showing those menu items. So if people say, I want some wings, then it's they go on and there's a restaurant listed as Insomnia Buffalo Wings. And it's really just this deli, and they have their list of wings on there set up as a different restaurant.
It's like a ghost kitchen.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they
yeah.
call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard of it before.
During the pandemic, it kind of started.
Yeah. Oh, really?
A lot of places in Charlotte did mm-hmm. ghost kitchens.
Okay. Yeah. Because they would say we're a ghost kitchen, though, wouldn't they?
No. No. Most of them don't tell you.
Mm-mm.
Because all they do is focus. If you're in the hamburgers, they put all their hamburgers up there at the forefront. That if you want wings, they do another one that's their mm-hmm. wing menu. I don't notice it as much simply because I know the places I'm ordering from. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In smaller towns and stuff, I guess it would be harder to do that.
Yeah. There's a place in Rock Hill near where I live that is at least three or four different restaurants on DoorDash.
It's a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And there are some companies that are only ghost kitchens, like the Mr. Beast Burger.
Yeah.
They have different ingredients that they send to these other restaurants, and they put together their stuff.
Huh. Well, this place in New York is listed as it's called Drip Check Coffee Shop, and also Tina's Tea Shop. And then this is a long list, and I think it actually lists itself as two different coffee shops.
I've never heard of one listed as that many. That's, was it 27 wild. Different places? Yeah. That takes a lot of effort.
La Bella Italian Desserts, Seth's Sandwiches, The Sandwich Vibe, LV Taco Bar, Queen's Quesadillas. That's pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I think one time when I lived uptown during the pandemic, we ordered DoorDash and somebody delivered the food. And I thought, that looks like the same person from, I don't want to say the name of the place, they may not want you to know, but I was like, that's the same person that we see all the time that works at, you know, what's a place. And we figured out, oh, they're just using it to ghost kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I knew the term at the time.
But, that just sounds, it doesn't sound appetizing to say I'm going to eat at a ghost kitchen. You know, I just pictured somebody in there cooking with, you know, chains hanging off of them. I don't want any part of that.
See, I pictured the ghost kind of floating through the kitchen. Yeah.
It's almost a like boo a, burger.
Mm. Oh.
I always pictured that the food was like a ghost, like wasn't actual food.
Yeah, and I tend to have a rule about not liking to get food from places that are trying to fool me to begin with.
Oh my God.
Awesome. I don't order from places that are ghost kitchens because I feel the same way.
Well, yeah. Somebody just DM'd us and said there's a chain close to right here that does it with their wings. They divide their mm-hmm. wings from their chain restaurant and divides their wings out as a separate ghost kitchen mm-hmm. deal when you yeah. look it up on DoorDash.
Yeah, I just don't. If I'm buying food from you, I want you to be up front as much as possible.
Yeah, I said that when Chuck E. Cheese started doing it.
Yeah.
They were selling their pizza as like Santucci's Pizza Parlor. It was like, wait a minute, you're Chuck E. Cheese. That's not right. I feel like we got to draw a line somewhere.
And they pick a really yeah. Italian name. You're like, oh, man, this must be original.
Come
turned
on.
Turned out it's Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. I'd be furious yeah, about that.
It's Pasquale's. Pasquale's.
That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Pasquale's Pizza.
Yeah. There used to be a. We would go to a Pasquale's Pizza when we lived in Alabama.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had one right down the street from the radio station in Limestone County, Athens, Alabama. Yeah.
When I Google Chuck E. Cheese Ghost Kitchen, one of them says, "Today I messed up by accidentally ordering Chuck E. Cheese for dinner."
I like Chuck E. Cheese, you know, but I go in for the entertainment.
Sure, yeah, they're, you know, they are related.
They got a great band in there. I don't yeah. know if you've ever heard of them. They've been. I mean, it's a residency because they're yeah. they've been there for years, you know, like they have in Vegas. But they're really, really a good band.
They are related because like, Pasquale is the name of one of the band members at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I just learned with a simple Google search.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome. If you get a chance to go see them, if you can get tickets. Better than Taylor Swift's tour, I'll tell you that.
Tight band. Tight
mm-hmm.
band.
They are a tight band.
Band at Chuck E. Cheese.
All right. There's a lady that fits into the category of need to go to the hospital, but I'm sure that members of the show will say that I'm cruel and I just hate on people. And one member of the show might actually want to do what this woman is doing that makes me say she needs to go to the hospital. That's coming up next.
Live from the Calitran Studios. Find out more about Calitran at acetj.com/weightloss. More of the Ace and TJ Show next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitran. Calitran is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitran.
It's more than regular funny. It's extra funny. The Extra Funny Podcast is live every weekday at 9 a.m. Eastern on the Ace and TJ app and available anytime where you get podcasts. Now, more Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, listen to what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to it all week. Tomorrow, I will be throwing some delicious gourmet burgers from Omaha Steaks on the grill, as well as we're going to be having hot dogs with those jumbo franks that they have with Omaha Steaks. I got that package the other day, and I was like, oh my goodness. And then, the other day, it was a while back. It was this, so I've had the stuff in my freezer, so I took it out to get ready to cook. And it is going to be absolutely spectacular because everything from Omaha Steaks is bacon-wrapped filet mignon, so tender and juicy. My mouth is watering talking about it. I'm telling you, these are great. Everything from appetizers to desserts to side dishes. You can get it all at omahasteaks.com. And when you use the promo code TJ at checkout, you get $30 off your qualifying order. It is the perfect gift for Father's Day. I'm telling you, the best gift for Father's Day out there is the delivery from Omaha Steaks. And omahasteaks.com, promo code TJ is what you need to use to get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. omahasteaks.com. Mm. You see my mouth watering when I'm talking about that?
You're good. You're real good.
Mm. Mm-mm. Okay, so there's a woman in Portland, Oregon, and she just paid $3,200 to have her cat freeze-dried. She had her cat freeze-dried. And I'm thinking, well, wow, that cat must have been bad when I first saw that. But her cat was killed, and instead of burying it or having it cremated like a lot of people do with their pets and all, and instead of having it stuffed because she wanted to keep it, you know, taxidermy wise, this is some, I guess this is a new thing, freeze drying the animal keeps it more intact and looks more realistic and all of that. And so first thing she did when it died was she put it in her freezer for a while before she could figure out, you know, how to get it freeze dried. And now she's got it. She's so thrilled with it. She squeals when she talks about it, says it's great to wake up in the morning again and roll over and pet her cat. And I guess she sleeps with it. I don't know.
It's freeze-dried. It can't come out of the freezer then, right? It doesn't have to stay frozen?
No. The process is that when they freeze it and then when it dries out, it's not just like freeze-dried like food would be. Oh. It's a different process. But the concept is the same.
Oh, God, and it's in the bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
So she needs to go to the hospital.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I agree. There's a circle of life. Things happen.
Yeah.
That's the way life goes. You just, I don't know. That unwillingness to let that go and hang on to something like that in that manner is
It does
scary.
Look real. It looks real.
Does it really?
Yeah. And even you wouldn't do that, Alex, no. with your cat, as much as you love her.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, this woman needs to go to the hospital for several reasons. One, she just, you can look at her and tell she need to go to the hospital.
That's good.
And the other is, another is because she lives in Portland. Anybody crazy enough to want to live in Portland, Oregon needs to be institutionalized. And then the cat situation. The cat situation is probably, of the three, it's the, you know, the least on the list of reasons why she need to go to the hospital.
It's the most normal thing about her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Then there's a picture of her with the cat is in the box that it was delivered to her after it was freeze-dried, and she and some guy are both hugging it, hugging the container that just looks like it looks like the thing that the delivery from Omaha Steaks looks like. It's just like a styrofoam thing. You got to figure it's got a block of dry ice in there with it.
And what are you, sit around petting it?
That's what she said. That's what she said.
There's a mental issue there,
mm-hmm.
that inability to let go of life. She has you'll never convince me she doesn't have a mental problem.
No.
And as TJ says, she need to go to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's sad.
Weird.
So I just thought you might want to chew on that for a while. And I'm glad that Alexis didn't argue with me about that one. I thought maybe you would think that was okay. And I was just being judgmental. But good. You're getting smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Share Funny is now a little extra. The Extra Funny Podcast, coming up at 9 a.m. live on the Ace and TJ app and anytime wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Okay, this is a it starts out as a good for him kind of story, but then once you read into it a little bit, you think, okay, maybe not. There's a homeowner in Minnesota who beat an intruder with a baseball bat. The baseball bat was wrapped in barbed wire and studded with screws and nails.
Ooh.
So he fractured the guy's skull. So what happened was the guy with the baseball bat, the homeowner, his house had been broken into the day before. He recognized the person because he had cameras.
Okay.
And he recognized the way he walked and everything. It was a guy that lives a block away. And he said, I was sitting there. I left a window open to entice him to come in and do and finish the job. And when the guy came in, guy with baseball bat went rat-a-tat-tat on his head. And then the thing that was surprising was, okay, so the intruder could get up to 20 years in prison, but the homeowner with the bat was also arrested and could get up to 10 years in prison for what he did.
Because he admits he left the window open to entice him in?
No, because they say he chased the guy down the road and kept hitting him with the bat after he had already fled. You can't do that.
Once they leave your residence, it's over. Leave them alone.
Or not even that. Once they, you know, have turned to run,
that's right.
And there's no threat, they say, to you. So, especially in Minnesota, I would think. But I don't, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
No problem.
Go, he's breaking in, trying to steal something out of your house. And you can catch him. Go catch him and punish him.
I don't think you can chase him down the street,
though. Yeah, you can. You can, but it's illegal to. But I'm saying I don't have a problem with what he did. Personally, I don't have a problem with it.
I want to see that bat. Sounds pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds like ECW.
I was literally thinking the same thing.
Should have set it on fire.
ECW.
Mm-hmm. Is that some wrestling or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baseball bat covering the barbed wire. Hell yeah.
But I don't know, you know, if the guy's son is able to use the bat for Little League now. I don't know. Maybe it's in the evidence locker at the police station.
Man.
But I say good for him.
That's crazy.
I bet that guy won't break in anybody else's house.
That should cure him of breaking in. Well, he'll be in prison for the next 20 years or so.
Yeah,
so.
Hopefully.
So
he got to go to penitentiary.
Don't miss the Extra Funny podcast coming up at 9 Eastern, live on the Ace and TJ app. Or download anytime wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ coming up.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.